So when we and other people and seekers of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they follow the tariq and the path, people become confused when they are not sure what is their destination, what is the actually fruit of their amal, what are they looking for. So when they don't know what they are looking for, or what should be the fruit, what is the fruit of their ibadat or their striving, then they can fall for the wrong things. And when they fall for the wrong things, then that have negative effect on their amal. So let's say, for example, if a person has made that the fruit of my amal will be to see an angel or see Jannah in this world, so he might not see Jannah for 10 years, because this is something beyond his choice. He doesn't have the option as that full so will actually that he can see. When he can want, doesn't want, he can't see, he doesn't have that. So when he has made, he might become demotivated from his ibadat. He might think, my ibadat is not working. My time is being wasted, shaitan might put in. Because he has made a fruit or thought that my aim and objective was this. So my dhikr, azkar, things, matters like this I am doing. It was to see Jannah, it was to see angels, it was to see something, a good dream, or have a karamat, or walk on the fire, or to actually read people's mind, whatever, or my risk will be increased, I'm going to get a good job. And when you will consider you get the fruit of your mujahida, something which is really not the fruit, but you made some wrong destination, you are going to end up and be very stressful. It's just an example. For example, you are going for Hajj, your destination is Kaaba Sharif and Makkah al-Mukarramah, and somehow you think that London is Kaaba, Makkah, and you fly and you actually your flight lands in London, and there you are trying to do Hajj and finding the Kaaba. Obviously you won't find Kaaba there, you distress more, and maybe the time of the Hajj is gone, and you lost the Hajj and everything gone. Or you think Makkah is somewhere in Bangladesh. So although the journey you will be doing, it will be much more. Many people do long mujahidat because they think they are on the brink of actually discovering something very big. Because they are doing long mujahidat and other things, they have got special azkars or anything. It doesn't matter long, but if you end up somewhere there, still you are not going to find the Kaaba there, but rather you made wrong destination yourself. You need actually to know what should be the fruit of your amal. Ye jo log amal karte hain, awliya Allah, anbiya, तो ये क्या सिखाया उन्होंने? What have they taught, especially the mashayikh of the tariq, because it's their field, they actually teach this, or they know more about this and other people. So a person should be sure, you should be sure, other people who you give dawah, so you can make clear to them, okay, this is not about to see anything, this is not to actually that you will become millionaire, or this is not actually that you will be able to read people's mind or other things. Or farmaya ke Sheikh Mujaddid Rahmahullah said, farmaya karte ke samrat ki rooh ajr o qurb hai, bas us samra par nazar rakhna chahiye, aur kisi samra ka muntazir na rehna chahiye. So Hazrat said, the Imam says that the spirit or the fruit or the actual fruit of mujahidat and amal-e-salihah or the tariq which the person is following to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the actual samara, the actual fruit is the pleasure, the closeness and ajr. So ajr is secondary, but qurb and raza of Allah, the closeness and the pleasure of Allah, that is actually the qurb. Qurb means, what does qurb mean? Qurb means closeness to Allah. What does we mean by when we say closeness to Allah? There are two things. One is physically and one is spiritual. Physically means that a person is, his whole body is in obedience of Allah, meaning his, when it will be near the commands of Allah, it will mean that he is near Allah. And spiritually it means that person is in the presence of Allah, he finds himself in the presence of Allah. He is aware that Allah exists, and he feels that Allah's presence, that, and that he know intentionally, consciously, he become conscious of Allah's existence. So ye isko kehte hain qurb. How strong, the more strong it is, the more qurb you have. The more prolonging it is, the more actually qurb you have. Aur ye hai ajr aur qurb. Aur raza jo hai, this is actually bestowed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he becomes pleased with the person. So farmaya ke asal jo samara hai, the samara which a person should be looking for, are this, the reward in the hereafter, the closeness of Allah and the raza of Allah. So a person should fix his vision or his eyes bas is samara par nazar rakhna chahiye. He should consider this, I am getting this or not. This is in your choice, this is in your power, this is in your ability. Every person, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not charge anyone with such command which is beyond their choice, which they cannot actually attain. So a person should be looking, yes, I am doing amal, am I actually being more obedient, am I becoming more and more close to Allah by feeling His presence, and are my deeds resembling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah will then love me because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that person who followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the things actually to look for. So if you are acting upon the sunnah, discharging your farais and wajibat and doing your ibadat and fulfilling other your rights, alhamdulillah, you are actually close to that, the samara or the fruit which is required. The only thing is that now spiritually you need to more work. So you are, so it's in everyone's reach, this. It's not actually. So a person, then he should not be waiting for other, actually, other states, as we say, spiritual experiences, dreams or visions. So as the Shaykh actually used to, the Mujaddad Rahmahullah says that if anyone mentioned sometime dreams to him, and he would say ke ye aap aksar farma dete karte, mostly he would say ke mujhe tabir e khwab se munasibat hi nahi, I don't have much acquaintance with the knowledge of tabir. Although he was a great muakbir himself, he mentioned this for the tarbiyah of the people. Mujhse to bedari ki baatein puchhi jaye, ask me the things of wakefulness, that what have you done in wakefulness. So you are mentioning you saw this in the dream. Tell me, how was your evening when you were awake? Did you sleep according to the sunnah? Did you eat according to the sunnah? When you turned your side during the night, did you read the Masnoon Dua? Or did you get up for Tahajjud? Or did you get up for Fajr? Did you read the Masnoon Dua? Ye baatein mujhse karo. خوابوں میں کیا رکھا ہے, what is in the dreams, کہ بیدارے کی حالت کا اعتبار ہے. The actual what depends a person's success is going to always depends upon actually the what a person does in a wakefulness state, کیونکہ جو اختیاری ہے, this is in your will power, it is in your choice when you are awake to do. In dream you don't have a choice, you can wander off in a jungle, you don't have a choice wherever you are going. In some dreams the people have some control, but they are not that type of dream. But those dreams which I am talking about, a person does not have control over where he is going, where he is not going. So if he goes to bad place, he is not going to be sinful. If he is going to good place, he is not going to be rewarded. Because that was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he went to a good place. He has not done anything as such. So he is going to be affected by the what he does in wakefulness state. اگر کوئی اپنی بیداری کی حالت درست نہ کرے تو خواب میں اپنے آپ کو عرش و کرسی کی بھی سیر کرتے ہوئے دیکھے تب بھی اسے ذرہ برابر قرب نصیب نہیں ہوتا. If a person in a dream or visions or semi-wakefulness state, you see there are three things to see. One is a person sees in the dream, and one is their semi-wakefulness state, and one is a person seeing, he's completely awake and he's seeing like his people see in dream. So there are three things. The terminology Sufiya which use for semi-wakefulness state, what they see is called waqia. They say that is waqia, and if they see something, if a person sees something in the dream, a good dream, for example, ruya saliha. And thirdly, if a person full wakefulness state, he is seeing things as people see in dreams, for example, that is called mukashifa. Look at a mukashifa. And mukashifa can be from shaitan, from actually the matters of hereafter are revealed to him, or things like this. But mostly it's very dangerous matter, actually, because shaitan can actually pretend to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and other things, and misguide people somehow. And they strongly believe what they are seeing is God or Allah. So if a person in wakefulness state, apne bidari hal durust, he does not rectify his situation, his amal, his intentional, where he has choice over, for example, abstaining from the sins, the discharging his duties to and the sharia, fulfilling the rights of others and himself, and doing the virtuous acts, and following the injunctions of sharia and obligations which are upon him. If he is not doing that and he is not purifying himself in wakefulness state, to khab mein, if in the dream or the vision he sees that he is seeing the arsh of Allah or kursi, and he is just roaming around or up in front of the arsh or kursi, ki bhi sair karte hue dekhe, so this is a very blessed things ke Allah ka arsh jo hai aur kursi ye to badi ala cheeze hain. Agar wo bhi nazar aa rahi hai usko, tab bhi usko zarra barabar qurb naseeb nahi hota. I say that not even a hair breath closeness to Allah this person gets, because if he is not actually rectifying his state or his amal when he is awake. So hundreds and hundreds of people fall into this trap, and they become a victim of shaitan or a prey of shaitan, because they think sometimes that when they are sinning they see good dreams or good visions, and then it is shaitan showing them actually, and then they think that our sins even do not harm, we have such a person, people, or such strong state or station we have even seen through. So it's very, very dangerous thing. Or a person might see that all people, let's say for example, a person see that other people are prostrating in front of him, makhlooq jo hai wo usko sijda kar rahi hai. So that person it's a dream actually, that creation is acting. So iski koi tabir nahi, aise khabu ki koi tabir, like I say to you many times, you mention, I don't mention anything because they are not dreams, but it is the inner desires of the person, sometime they come actually and they are expressed in dreams. So this person has a strong love of fame and name actually, and that it is being shown now in the dream. And he's saying, I was in the Kaaba and I saw Kaaba prostrate in front of me, coming towards me, anything like this. So it is the person who have little bit of knowledge of the interpretation science, he will know by this is just his own desire most of the time. As I say that the divine dreams which a person gets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, few times a year, they don't come every now and then or every, like people mention, and I actually sometimes advise them as well with it, but ye is tarah nahi hota ki bhai wo har waqt hi aa rahi hain, every day or every week person is getting as such, but they will be from shaitan and nafs mostly. Even they can seem good, but shaitan is not actually such person that who knows that if he's going to show you bad thing, only then obviously you're not going to know he is shaitan. So he knows that if he always portrays and comes that I am Mr. Shaitan, so no one is going to be deceived by him, only very few people. So obviously he's going to pretend and make you see very good dreams or good visions and other things, and then obviously people will actually follow him. तो कोई अपने आप को अर्श और कुर्सी के सैर करता हुआ देखा, ही सीज द नॉट एंजल्स बट एक्चुअली बियॉन्ड द एंजल्स सिदरतुल मुंतहा, उसके ऊपर है अर्श और कुर्सी, बट ही इज नॉट गोइंग टू गेट अ हेयर ब्रेथ क्लोजनेस टू अल्लाह, कोई भी नहीं. लेकिन अगर उसने एक सुन्नत पे अमल कर लिया है जागते हुए, तो उसको अल्लाह का कुर्ब मिल गया, बहुत ज्यादा कुर्ब मिल गया. सो वन सच एज मशायख से कि भाई इस तरह की जो है करामते देख, दे आर नॉट इक्वल टू वन इवन मुस्तहब विच एनी एक्ट विच प्रॉफिट ओनली डिड सम टाइम. इफ ए पर्सन डज वन मिलियन करामात एक्चुअली कैन नॉट स्टैंड और कैन बी वेव विद इट, बिकॉज थ्रू दैट अमल ही इज गोइंग गेट क्लोजनेस ऑफ अल्लाह. थ्रू करामत ही इज नॉट गेटिंग क्लोजनेस टू अल्लाह. Maybe he can get it. If other ways dangerous for him. Like as I say, Shaitan was sahib karamat. His karamat hi thi ke wo asman pe chala gaya. He is ki karamat thi. But he forgot this matter, which I am saying that ke bhai asal jo hai, is pe nazar rakhne ke Allah razi hai ke nahi razi. Not that which where you are now, what you are saying. और अगर किसी के बेदारे की हालत बदरजा मतलूबा दुरुस्त है, एंड इफ अ पर्सन इन वेकफुलनेस स्टेट, मीनिंग ही इज वेन ही इज अवेक, ही इज फॉलोइंग शरिया, ही इज ट्राइंग टू गेट सेल्फ प्यूरिफिकेशन, वो अपना जिक्र कर रहा है, अपना मराकबा कर रहा है, एंड ही इज डूइंग ऑल दीज थिंग्स एज अ रूटीन ही इज डज नॉर्मली, दे आर इन द बाउंड ऑफ शरिया, तो वो चाहे ख्वाब में अपने आप को दोज़ख़ी देखे, फिर भी वो मुकर्रब है. इवन दिस पर्सन सीज हिमसेल्फ इन हेल फायर इन द ड्रीम, और ही सीज हिमसेल्फ एनी एनिमल सच इवन अ पिग और स्वाइन वाइन लाइक दिस, ही इज स्टिल एक्चुअली क्लोज टू अल्लाह. वो अब इन दैट स्टेट ही इज एक्चुअली ऑफ ओबीडियंस व्हेन ही इज इन वेकफुल स्टेट, वो अल्लाह के करीब है. वो ख्वाब में बेशक दोज़ख देख रहा है, शुडंट बी बदर्ड, भाई बेदारी में. अल्लाह पाक ने फरमाया कुरान मजीद में कि इन अल्लज़ीन आमनू व अमिलु सालिहात, दैट पीपल आई एम प्लीज विद ऑल पीपल हु हैव ईमान एंड अमल सालिह, दैट इज डन इन वेकफुलनेस. नॉट अल्लाह सुब्हानहू नेवर सेड इन द कुरान दैट दोज पीपल हु विल डू गुड डीड्स एंड हैव बिलीव इन द ड्रीम्स आई एम गोइंग टू ब्लेस देम इन द हियर आफ्टर, नहीं, ये तो कहीं भी अल्लाह पाक ने कहा कि ख्वाबों में जो लोग अच्छे काम करेंगे उनको जन्नत मिलेगी, नहीं, बल्कि those people in fully consciously wakefulness state, those people are blessed people. Lekin isse khwab ki nafi maqsood nahi, so one should not negate dream, that they don't have significance at all. There is guidance in there, there is bisharat, there is good news, there is warning. But when you make this your destination or objective, your dream visions or vision that this is the thing which I'm after, maybe you have. I have people come first day and they actually can have vision, or even without any doing anything, shaitan can actually make them see visions and dreams. But it doesn't bother. I actually judge people through the purification course which they are going through, not actually what they are seeing, what they are not seeing, what they are dreaming, what they are experiencing. Never in my mind actually this ever came. Or we are brought up like this spiritually, actually to judge people. And judge people, I mean the people who have given us to permission actually that they want to be purified. So people who have given permission that they want to purify, even they have 99 good things and one fault and mistake, I always see the mistake in them. Try to see the mistake in them, because they have other people who come said they have 99 faults and one good thing, I always see good thing in them. I never see their faults. Oh, unko tarbiyat ke liye Muslim musalmanon ke liye But if a person have given himself for this purpose, so for it is his right actually that he has come there not to for that he is healthy or for his good thing, but he has come for actually to be purified from the evil. So if I keep looking at the good things only in them and not actually, then I am not actually fulfilling my duty. So it is sinful. By other people who have not given, then actually a person should have. We have different vision for them. We never see their faults, we never think about their faults as such. But whatever good, we find something good in them and we focus on them and we relate this to that person. Whenever we think about, we think that goodness of him. But if a person give up himself for tarbiyah, we see that. So that's why our mashayikh actually, they said to us that we should be prepared actually that to hear negative things from about us from them and not actually good things always, most of the time negative things. And they said that it is the way of the people or the people of dunya, those people who falsely claim to be mashayikh, and they don't mention people's fault because then people become displeased with them. They want money or they want other things, honor, and they know that these people, when they will find faults in people, as actually to ask them to be purified, that this is what you should have, this is what you should not have, this is what you should not do, they are not going to like. So that's why the mashayikh has said that it is a sign of the true righteous awliyaullah or mashayikh of tasawwuf, that people who are close to them or come to them, they are religious people, they stay close to them. Religious and poor and people who are in the middle. And where they say that mostly fasiqeen and sinful people, if they actually go towards a person and his most, the majority of his associates and his shaykh or mujahid are those people, and then this means that person is a person of dunya. Because wo dunya wale isliye ikatthe hue, otherwise they would have not been there. So talking about the closest people actually. So ye sign hota hai that what type of person you are going to get people, similar people around you as well. But yes, this does not mean actually that person addressing or is trying to do tabligh phir to honge, but it is about the most majority of people around him who are under his supervision, that they are to be religious people, mazhabi log hon, or they are not always. But other, if there are people of dunya gathered, the less this means that actually that person, why are they all people of dunya when they are living with him? Either they leave him or not. So the true righteous people, because they don't have any intention to pretend or to gather, so and then other people stay with them or not stay with them. They intentionally filter people and want other people of dunya who just want dunya want to go away with them. And those people who want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they come close and they like them and they want to bring and elevate them more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So similar are the cases, like for example, if someone complained, or masla agar kisi ne ye shikayat ki ke pehle rona bahut aaya karta tha, that firstly I used to be very tender hearted and soft hearted and I used to weep, and ab mujhe rona nahi aata, ab main namaz ke liye uthta hu, tahajjud ke liye, oh actually I don't eat. This is an experience, this is a state which overwhelms a person, ki usko rona aa raha hai Allah ki mohabbat mein ya Allah ke khauf se. So what will be the answer to this person? So the answer would be given to that person ki aankhon ka rona matloob nahi, dil ka rona matloob hai, wo hasil hai, yani na rone par afsos. So one would say that the crying with the eyes and weeping, that is not the person, in the person's choice, that when he wants to cry he will cry and when he will not cry. But he says that the objective is not the crying of the eyes, the objective is the crying of the heart. that the heart is regretful that why I am not getting closeness to Allah, or why I say the heart is regretful. We say that you have that because you are complaining that I don't, my heart is hard, or I don't get this kafir. So this means that the whatever is required, you already have that. That the crying of the heart, the regret of the heart feeling that it doesn't have that. So that is required. So, yani na rone par afsos. So because you cannot cry, so you are upset. So this is you have the what is required. And the other is not in your choice, so you are not actually charged for that. Then once the Shaykh said that if anyone really, this is not something else, if anyone really is after these states, for example, states and where people want the supernatural states, तो उनसे यकसूर रहना ही जरूरी है. Even if a person wants these, then it's the way is also that a person should not go after them. He should stay away from them. Only that person is going to get, because it the unity of direction is very important. Dispersed mind, people is not, who can focus, they are not going to get anywhere. So if a person is dispersed, I am not getting this, I should have that, I am not getting that state. So he's saying that even for worldly people who have these states, they also get themselves focused and they don't think about these states, and then only their mind, their focus, and they meditate. And people who are minds are working, they actually they're dispersed and thinking about different things all the time. They do not get states, and this is not something bad. So, but unfortunately, people outside people, like all normal people or other people, when they see awliya Allah and Salihin, or they read about their states and their karamat, they think that is the objective, that's what they should be after. So they try to attain this as well by doing different exercises, different muraqabat, like many kuffar and anything. And they also achieve flying in the air or walking on the water and things like this. But this was a side, this was just actually, you may say, byproduct of them, of the righteous. But these people, or other people, thought that this is the objective. So they came after them. They don't know that these people never actually wanted them, that they wanted the closeness of Allah and the qurb and raza of Allah, that these were just given to them as a blessing which they did not ask for. Isliye zaheen aur zaki aadmi ko kaifiyat nahi hoti. So as I said, that person who is very intelligent and he's always thinking, he does not get these states normally. He does not get these states. Because agar hoti bhi hai to bahut kam, someone has, it's very less. Kyunki uska zehen hamesha chalta rehta hai, because his mind is always working. Uska dimag hamesha chalta rehta hai, he's thinking about different ideas, different Islamic masail, is tarah hota hai. So bila yaksui, so he does not get the concentration of the mind on one thing. So this thing. Isi wajah se aqil shakhs ko kaifiyat bahut kam hote hai. So the very intelligent person, the genius people, they get less these states. Barkhilaf uske jiske mein akal ka maada kam ho, those people who have less intelligence and less actually knowledge, less intelligent, unko aise asar bahut munasibat hoti. They actually very quickly they pick up these states and they go through these states. Because they can focus on one thing. They are not thinking of different things. So one of the dangerous effect of that also is that if a person goes after these states, and because these states, many a time, if they are true states, they are effect of these righteous deeds. Sometimes as righteous he's got a blessing, and if he too much engages in them, so those states are going to go away, because actually he's left the actual thing which he was going. And so he's going to lose the states and he's going to lose his amal. Both things are going to go away. Kyunki unka varood to kaam hi ki barkat se. These things were coming because of his amal, his dhikr on time, his maraqbat, his steadfast on sharia. These were coming because of that. So I gave a very good example of that. He said, جیسے چراغ میں روشنی اس وقت تک رہتی ہے جب تک بتی میں تیل پہنچتا رہے. اگر تیل ہی ڈالنا چھوڑ دیا جائے تو رفتہ رفتہ روشنی کم ہو کر چراغ گل ہو جاتا ہے. So Hazrat said that in like in ancient times people used to light lanterns and oil, they would put oil and then it will light like the candle. So there's one candle and there's a lantern where they put oil or petroleum and it is alight. So Hazrat said the light in the lantern is because of the oil, because the oil is coming continuously through it and it's being light. So roshni us waqt aata hai jab tak batti mein thi. So if a person becomes too much fond of the flame and forgets about the oil is nothing, tel ki to koi qeemat nahi, asal mein to tel to kabhi jalta hi nahi hai. The oil is not alight, but the lantern, the top of the light is it is the flame. So he becomes fond of the flame, forgets about the putting oil in. So gradually the light is going to become dim and it will extinguish after, because the oil is not there as well now. So he should know that the real thing was actually to get the oil. The light is going to be there always, it will become there. So رفتار روشنی کم ہوگا چراغ گل ہو جائے گا. سو دین ہی ول ہیو لاسٹ دوز بوتھ تھنگس. ون از دی اویل از فنشڈ اینڈ دا لائٹ از گون از بیڈ. اینڈ ایف یو آر کیئر فار دی لائٹ اینڈ یو آر گیون دی اینڈ ریپلینشنگ دا اویل اینڈ دین دا لائٹ آف دیس. سو دس ایکسپلین تھرو این ایگزامپل آف دی گڈ ڈیڈس اینڈ امال اینڈ ایمان اینڈ امال صالحہ استقامت دیٹ دیس آر لائک دا اویل. Through this is the lights and the states and that which awliya Allah is seen in awliya Allah. If they are gone, so gradually it will happen that this will also, the light will go away as well. Like shaitan, his the light was very much a light in him as such, in that he reached such stages, but internally the oil was not being replenished. He had hasad, he had kibar, so the oil was not being replenished there. So gradually, so what had happened, the states which he had and the Jannah he was living in, he was expelled there and brought down. So now he not got the good states, nor he has got the amal, the sharia or the closeness of Allah, or at least. So he's lost both things. So similarly, those people also lose. So. But the best thing is that the person does not go after them at all, because as I say, they are not your destination, they are not your aims, they are not objectives, they are only the scenes of the way, they are the toys of spiritual children. As Jared Baghdadi rahmatullahi said, and his Shaykh Hazrat Sari Sakti, that these states and visions and colors and lights people see, they are the toys which the spiritual, the children of spirits, they play with them, meaning it is just to amuse them and to, so that they are more steadfast and they are actually more interested. But they are scenes of the way, they are not beneficial. If you are going to Kaaba and Makkatul Mukarrama, that's your destination, then there will be many beautiful things and scenes and people in the way. They are not your destination, they are not yours. So they are just to see and go. So if you know that this is, you have reached Egypt or Jordan, this means actually, now go more, that you know that I have reached Jordan, now I should actually go more forward to Makkatul Mukarram. Uska ye matlab nahi ki wahan hi baith jao. So similar person who knows that where he get a state, then it should give him message actually to go more forward. Why? Because this is not the destination, this is the scene of the way. You have to understand. So be very clear in mind ke bhai ye kya hona hai. Many people in now, in past, and also especially who have not got this blessing of actually by taking teaching from true righteous people and mashayikh actually like our Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabar, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, this Imam Thanvi and Shaykh Mujaddad. So those people still are confused. They don't know why they are bad, why they are doing bad, why they are there, what they want, why they are doing zikr, muraqabah kyu kar rahe hain, kya kar rahe hain. So the real thing may be they, all their life they don't know ki bhai islah-e nafs kya hai, or what was our aim. कोई को ख्वाब आ गई, किसी को ज्यारत होगी, ही थोड़ दा आई रीच माई डेस्टिनेशन, दैट्स माई एंड, मैं अपने इंतहा पे मंजिल पे पहुंच गया, वाइल इट विल बी कंप्लीटली समथिंग एल्स. सो लाइक वन पर्सन सेड, आई सो माई सेल्फ इन द ड्रीम, ही सेड आई सो माई सेल्फ इन द ड्रीम दैट गॉड इज इन मी, अल्लाह पाक मुझ में आ गया है, ख्वाब है. तो उसने so he initially a person he thought actually bhai is bhai ye bahut achhi dream hai aur be bad dream, doesn't know ki bhai or it is mean closeness of Allah or what ki bhai itna main upar mil gaya ab ki bhai Allah mujh mein aa gaya, but it was mentioned to him ki bhai you are the interpretation of your dream is that you have made your own nafs your god. ये कुरान की वो आयत से तबीर निकलती है, खामी अरअयता मन इत्तखज़ा इलाहहु हवा, दैट डू यू नॉट लुक एट दैट पर्सन, हैव यू नॉट सीन द पर्सन हु हैव मेड हिज डिजायर्स हिज गॉड, हिज हवा हिज गॉड, हिज पैशन हिज गॉड. तो इसकी तबीर ये है कि उस शख्स ने अभी तक अनटिल नाउ ही हैज मेड हिज डिजायर हिज नफ्स हिज स्टिल हिज गॉड. तो इसको तो अर्जेंसी एंड इमरजेंसी ट्रीटमेंट चाहिए, अदरवाइज इज नियर डिजास्टर. अब वो समझ सकता है कि हाँ आई हैव गॉट क्लोजनेस ऑफ अल्लाह, के भाई अल्लाह और गॉड हैज सम कम सो क्लोज के बट इन ड्रीम आई सो दैट इज मी. इस तरह रिगार्डिंग रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, रिगार्डिंग अदर औलिया अल्लाह, तो प्रॉफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ऑल्सो, मैनी पीपल्स दे थिंक दे हैव सीन रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम बट दे हैव नॉट सीन रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. So in the, his actual form, so they can be. So shaitan, here Rasulullah SAW said, the shaitan cannot come and pose or take my form. But he did not say that shaitan cannot come in any other form, good form or good, and not say that I am the prophet of Islam or Prophet Muhammad. So this is a very delicate technical issue. So the Rasulullah said that whatever the companion saw or the books you find the detail of the blessed feature of Rasulullah SAW. So the actual form of Prophet SAW, shaitan cannot actually form that at all. Woh nahi woh bana sakta. Lekin agar koi aur dadi wala shakhs pagdi baan ke, he can come and say I am Prophet of Islam. Yeh toh wo khwab mein jo noor hoga, the light in the dream or the dream actually, उसके पता चलेगा. तो person can easily be deceived. तो person should. So that's why Ma'ab ibn Sirin, who was the greatest one of the Mu'abbirs, interpreters of Tabir, when someone said to him that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said we would say the mention. What you saw, what was his features, kis tarah the, to wo bayan karta. If he didn't match what's in the books, he said you've seen someone else. Ab hamare log hain, even the whatever they see, even if in their heart or some thought they seen, and they think we have ziyarat, hame to ziyarat ho gayi, and then if they get any instruction and they think it is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so this is an or be another thing as well. But as I say that, mashallah, if you know the path, the ins and outs, and what's your destination, what are the limits, you cannot be confused. No matter shaitan comes in dreams, or he say I am God, or he say I am the buzurg or anyone, you know your path, you know your aqidah, you know your amal, what you are doing, what you are supposed to do, and what are you are doing. Bas ye hai. If a person have a sheikh or people or access to, then it is a more blessing that it will become more easy for the person to be saved. If not, still he or she actually can safeguard themselves if they at least know the boundaries and outline of the tariq, the objectives and the states and the muqamat, and what is the objectives, what are the states, what are the means, etc. Still it becomes very easy for the person. Koi sawal karna hai, any question regarding what we read from Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabar Rahmatullah Alayhi and also Imam Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi? If you want to mention anything. So, samajh aa gayi aapko, it's not that you are finding it very difficult, are you? Zyada mushkil, kisko mushkil lag raha hai? Who is finding it to understand, very difficult to understand? As I said, the easy way for people who do not understand is just to follow actually a sheikh or a murshid or a guide. That is easy for them. They don't need to know these things basically then as such in detail. It's for easy, like you don't need to know how the TV or the computer works, or in how the insights happening and what's the memory and what's the other thing. If you want to just to operate, you just take it to a person who knows and he will put it right or tell you how to, and you just use it. That's the easy way. But this is because you, many of you or in this majlis, especially Thursday, you've been long time, and I thought actually that you should also know to some extent at least the background or spiritual know-how of the science of self-purification. So, isliye, while it's not necessary as such for you to understand.